How can those of us that are parents help our children recognize their bliss? Bill Moyers.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Today's episode is really going to be for the moms out there. I know that especially for those stay-at-home moms that are with their kids day in, day out, it can just get plain exhausting. And we need a little bit extra help sometimes to get through the day. That's one of the reasons I love my essential oils so much, because they really are like my best friend that I can go to throughout the day to just help me get by with my energy, with my mood, with my immune system, with everything I need to be a super mom. Today's guest is Kathy Stowell, who has been blogging for about 10 years. These days, she owns blissbeyondnaptime.com, where she offers a life and business coaching approach called Mama Bliss Coaching. So I can't wait for you to meet Kathy, but first let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout.
This recipe comes from Stephanie in Tucson, Arizona. It's called Blissful Bath Time for Mom. To make this blissful bath time recipe, combine the following in a mixing bowl: 1/4 cup dry milk powder, 1/4 cup Epsom salt, and 2 drops each of lavender, jasmine, and stress away essential oil. Add to your bath just before getting in and enjoy.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
So let's just quickly start out and let us know, how did you get started using essential oils and incorporate them into what you're doing now?
Sure. A long time ago, before I had kids, my eldest, she's 11 now, I had actually a handmade soap business. And I really wanted to keep the ingredients pretty much edible. So when I was looking into scenting them, that might have been the first time I really dove deep into playing with essential oils. So I had fun looking into, you know, what the uses were for each blends and coming up with combinations and experiencing them. And, you know, the biggest diffuser of all, the shower. And it was like, oh my goodness, loved how the mints woke me up and how the lavender was really soothing. And I just got very excited about it and decided, maybe I want to become an aromatherapist. So I signed up. Well, first I took a bunch of workshops and then signed up for a 2-year diploma program. And the evening of the orientation meeting, I found out I was pregnant. It was a little bit of a surprise, a happy surprise. And I asked the question in the orientation, can I still do this if I'm pregnant? They said no. So I had to put that dream in the back burner, which is all right, because it turned into a beautiful journey of creating a blog, because we moved from the city out to a farm. Pretty much. We began a homestead 8 hours away from our hometown. And the blogging was a fun little creative exercise. And in the meantime, I continued using the essential oils on my kids, making baby massage, my own butt wash when I was changing diapers, gifts for girlfriends, treating any ailments in the house. But if anything, that introduction to the world when I was taking the workshops, it turned me into a bit of essential oil snob. So whenever I smelled them, you know, I was always having a little bit of a, you know, snooty tooty moment of, smells quality. So after working on my blog for the last 10 years, offering coaching services on there, et cetera, I wanted to introduce that tool of mine, which is using essential oils in our day to day. And so I knew I wanted to offer that as an offering. And I was making a redesign of my website. And I told the website designer, heads up, Essential Oils is going to be tab up there. I just want to look into which company I want to work with. And I did my research and decided on Young Living. And it was very wild because the day after I made that declaration to the universe, I want to be a Young Living distributor, I was walking my dog on my very remote street, and I stumbled upon my neighbor talking to a girl, and the girl was handing my neighbor a plastic bag, and I am the local nosy neighbor, so I asked, what's in the bag? And she said, oh, Regan here, she sells Young Living essential oils, and my jaw just dropped. It was just so serendipitous, and I said, we have to talk, like, now, because my web designer's waiting on copy from me and I have no idea how to go about this. So she came over the next day and signed me up right away. And she has just been just so amazing supporting me in this journey. And it's just been so much fun ever since.
Oh, that's a wonderful story. I love that. And yeah. I have so many questions I want to ask you about that. But the first one is, do you happen to remember what oils you use for your baby's butt balm?
Yes, absolutely. Roman chamomile.
Mm.
So every time I smell chamomile, all I can see is this chubby little butt crack. And I'm just like, spoon. It's like one of my favorite smells in the world. You know, the chamomile nut. Butt cracks, yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Now, the German chamomile, I know, is not safe for babies, but the Roman is, correct?
I believe you are correct.
Okay. I think that's right. So you're a life coach, you're a business coach, you're a Young Living chick, you make your own soaps. I love you already. You mostly work with moms for life coaching. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do you enjoy working with that demographic, or what drew you to working mostly with moms?
Absolutely. What drew me was my blogging. So I began my blog as a way for my family to keep tabs of us being so far away. And I discovered this beautiful online community of like-minded moms. You know, a lot of them were interested in, you know, the homesteading business and raising chickens, et cetera. And also, this was at the peak of my creative hobby hyperactivity. I began knitting like a fiend, spinning yarn, making my own clothes, a self-imposed 5-year challenge to wear nothing but clothes I made.
Wow.
Yeah. It was fun. And I was also homeschooling at the time. We had a milk cows milking every day. And I would get inquiries and comments from my readers asking me, so how are you able to do all this? Because you don't seem taxed. And it's true. I wasn't. I felt very fulfilled by this all. I felt energized, and because everything was just really charged me up in a positive way. And that's what really triggered me to explore how I can serve my audience. Because I knew that I could not stop blogging. I love that form of expression, but I also needed to earn an income. So I decided to build upon that question, how do I do all this? And it turned into, first of all, making sure that my needs are met. I wrote many blog posts with like really crazy, like different titles, like why I don't play with my kids. They were neglected. But often I leaned on listening to my own inner parenting coach, my leaning on these questions and experiences. Like, how was I parented? I was parented with a mom who worked from home. She was a seamstress with lots of clients. And I remember just the house being infused with that creative energy. My brother and I really just being independent, you know, with our imagination and not being dependent on her to keep us entertained. So I just kind of was really passionate about that. Like just having, like, again, like modeling to our children, you know, have fun. Look, mom's, you know, out there creating meals and you guys go play outside. And so, yes. So basically it began from that seed and just really being excited about offering the support to those who are just a few steps behind me. And so that's why I became creativity coach, actually, to begin with, and also simplicity parenting coach. That really echoed the approach that was really, you know, in my heart. When I read the book, my mind got blown. I'm like, oh my goodness, that's why I was always drawn to minimalism when I was pregnant, just like another craving, like other than corn in the cob, I was craving not so much plastic toys around me. And then working, I decided to call that coaching approach that embraces self-care and creativity, simplicity, and meditating on our chosen values, Mama Bliss Coaching. And I began working with a lot of my readers, and my clients began asking me, I want to do this. I want to start coaching moms. And that's when I opened up Mama Bliss Coaching School, which is a 12-week training program. So other moms can work from home in this capacity as well.
That's so wonderful. So when you work with a mom, let's say that she is desperately in need of some self-care, she's going crazy, not feeling good, feeling like all of her wells are dry. Where do you even start? What do you focus on with your clients?
Absolutely. So yes, we look at those four pillars: self-care, creativity, values, and simplicity. And that is the reason self-care is the very first place we begin. It's the foundation that we build this Mama Bliss castle upon. So I have a fun, handy dandy acronym I use. It's called SHOES. So we take a look at the state of her shoes. The first S in SHOES stands for sleep. I think this is the biggie, and I'm really excited these days because on the radio, on other media outlets, I'm hearing that Arianna Huffington just wrote a book all about how we are just a sleep deprived culture and how this is touching upon all aspects of our lives. So that got me excited because I can go on and on about the importance of sleep as well. And then the H in SHOES stands for H2O. So, you know, how also dehydration can play a part in just playing with our energy levels, causing headaches, and just, you know, not, you know, allowing the toxins to build up. So making sure, you know, I use that on my kids a lot, even, okay, your body's a big giant toilet. We need to flush it. I don't know, it's not very poetic, but just keeping it well hydrated. O stands for organic living, and that's not necessarily higher cost foods in the grocery store, but just being aware of where we can ease up on the toxin levels and what we put in our bodies, on our bodies, but also living with the seasons, getting outside, taking in natural minerals and vitamins through sunshine and fresh air, and ease for exercise, of course. And the final S is for stillness. SHOES. So final S is, it's also another biggie. So I like how those two S's bookend each other, because even though sleep has, you know, such awareness on self-care regimes, stillness, I think, is often overlooked. And the fun part is it doesn't take much to charge up your batteries with even just 5 minutes of solitude and laying still on the couch or in bed, on a hammock, what have you.
Yeah. So do you want to talk a little bit about maybe your favorite oils that you incorporate into the different acronyms or the different topics for SHOES?
For sure. Okay, so different oils. So for sleep, obviously lavender and peace and calming. And this one here too, and even overall, it's so individual on what resonates with people. Just like my coaching tools, I feel that the essential oils play the role in this coaching process of acting as reminders. So often, once we hone in on a client, what area of their shoes needs most reinforcement, I begin by asking the small question, well, what has worked in the past? Meaning, let's go back. The last time you felt sleep deprivation, what has worked? So often that can trigger just little games and small ways that we can take those little baby steps towards inviting more of the nourishing component of the area of self-care that they're lacking. So for instance, commonly, as you know, lavender or peace and calming, any of those more calming, grounding oils can be really relaxing and inviting for sleep. But at the same time, some of the what might be more invigorating for someone, such as, you know, tangerine, can also have the effect of calming one. So it's almost like, what do you call shiitake mushrooms? It's like a regulator, self-regulating effect. So it kind of like picks up on what you need. So often if I'm doing a live workshop, I'll ask the clients or, you know, the attendees to just like pick up on the ones that speak to their soul. So water, moving on, what I commonly see works well is, as you're probably have experienced yourself, is, you know, a drop of lavender, even in the water, just to entice you to up your intake. Organic living, being seasonal, what resonates with your soul. I'm all about the seasons too, especially in the organic living area of self-care. In the winter, personally, I'm all about having these in the diffuser. It reminds me of warm, cozy, being paranoid of all the germs and colds and flus going around. So, you know, finding that almost that little protective bubble. But right now, in the summertime, we're actually diffusing tangerine in our main living area. Exercise is a classic peppermint, you know, whatever just kind of like wakes you up, whatever resonates with you there. And finally, stillness. I would have to say some of the more meditative oils, such as frankincense, of course, and also cedar, I love too, for just like really grounding, or the Idaho spruce, etc. But yeah, it's very personal and also fun to play with to see what works for you.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Do you maybe have a tool that you could share with us right now if someone wanted to really dive in and start cultivating more self-care?
Yes. So a tool would probably be to just listen again, perhaps rewind this podcast to when I was going over the SHOES acronym, and just like picking up in your body where you felt a little smug, perhaps. Oh yeah, I'm totally rocking my water intake. But you know, yes, I'm feeling I'm not getting enough movement. It's just something just that triggers something in me where I'm just like, oh yeah, I should look into that. So probably that tool of asking, you know, the questions, what has worked in the past? For instance, let's say, exercise. Let's go with that one. What has worked in the past for me is, for me personally, is getting some more walks in. So luckily I have a dog, and I just think about how fun it is to take him for a walk. And the cool part is he's a dachshund, so his legs are only like 3 inches tall. So he doesn't have to go for a very far one, but it just gets me out there moving and then really picking up on how it feels. So really tapping into just even getting a teeny amount of movement towards embracing more of that area into my life. So upping the walks with my little guy to twice a day, it's super doable. It's just a matter of getting myself out there and then seeing if we could build up from there. So what's another small way we can invite exercise, more movement into our days? Perhaps signing up for something that really talks to your bliss. For me, signing up for a class, for me, it's belly dance. Is if I can take one activity that's kind of a mama sign up class, it would be my belly dance class. I just really look forward to it, or encourage myself to continue on my hot yoga practice, making out to the studio at least once a week. Another tool, again, coming back to the seasons, is just picking one area of self-care to focus on at a time. So when I say seasons, in the Northern Hemisphere, we are just at the beginnings of summer. So this summer, exercise, perhaps incorporating it with your children being off school. For us, we're going to the beach. So I can also there again, just for the next 3 months, I am going to jump in there with them. For me, an epic swim is just doing a dive into the lake, holding my breath as far as I can, and it's not very long, and then swim back to shore. And that's swimming laps for myself personally. And that's okay. Yeah, just getting a little bliss bit in there. It all adds up.
Well, it sounds like you're a woman that really knows herself. You know what you need, and you have made that a priority to really take care of yourself. And I feel like that's an area that a lot of moms struggle with, is feeling like they can make themselves the priority. You know, they have this feeling of, you know, what? I don't have time to take care of myself. Like, I've got all of these other people to take care of, and all of these responsibilities and obligations and friends and housework and cooking and dinner. And it's so hard for them to put themselves first and feel like that they just don't have the time. What would you say to a mom that has those thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. I love this one. I feel that since I became a mom, a couple of things have been heightened. This bionic sense of smell I now have, but also my imagination. I read once that there's this scientific reason or evolutionary reason that moms always can imagine the worst, like how I can be such a worrywart about my kids, you know, that they go out on a camping trip with my husband, and I just imagine all these like horrific scenarios that I won't get into that happen to them. And I heard once, I'm like, why am I thinking these crazy thoughts? And it says it's the brain's way to prepare itself, so, you know, in case, God forbid, the worst should happen. So I challenge or encourage a mom who's feeling that I just don't have the time. I got too many expectations and responsibilities that I just can't squeeze it in. I would encourage her to imagine, use that gift of that wild mama imaginations of what is the worst case scenario that would happen if you were to take a couple of hours off to take a massage, like book yourself a massage for an afternoon. Or if you were to just make a flamboyant announcement to the family one Sunday afternoon, you know, I decided I'm going to have a bed in today. I am going to spend, you know, you can be grandiose and say the afternoon in bed and just hook yourself up with a pile of magazines and books and maybe even a movie, or even just an hour. Like, what would be the worst thing that could happen? Or if you were to call in sick, but not really be sick from work, and then ask yourself, okay, I could get fired. I suppose that could be the worst case scenario. And then after imagining the worst, asking the question, and so what? And so what? So really just going a little deeper and deeper, and so what? And then I think once you prepare yourself for the worst case scenario, then just go for it. If not the big flamboyant gesture, even just taking a declaration to the universe. So for instance, that bed in example, just putting on the timer on the oven for about 5 minutes, even if you have like those really high needs toddlers right now, you know, just breathing in that meditation, this too shall pass, and then putting on the timer for 5 minutes. Mama's gonna lie in bed. She needs a little downtime right now, and seeing what happens, to see what the so what scenario looks like.
I love that. Yeah, especially with those toddlers that are very high needs, and it is so hard to find those chunks of time, but just to take that 5 minutes, or to even say to yourself, I'm important. And for me, just going to my shelf of essential oils even and deciding, you know what, I am worth taking this 10 seconds for myself to smell some oils and put them on my body. And it's so hard to skip that, you know, and to it's get true. So caught up in the day, but really just taking that small amount of time to say, I'm worth putting some essential oils onto my body right now and breathing them in, or to take 10 seconds to fill up my water glass and drink it, you know?
and it's true. And then we're also modeling to our children the importance of taking those pauses. Our society really glamorizes and rewards busyness. But it's really a detriment to our health. So I think it's so important to prepare our children with those life skills of being aware of the nature that is cyclical out there, the inhaling and in-breath and out-breath activity, and the importance of following that up with a pause. And like you say, taking that pause and treating ourselves with, you know, following our bliss, the bliss of taking a deep inhale of our favorite essential oils at, you know, in an opportune time, but also just really just teaching it to our kids. Like for instance, like my little girl, like she, one of her most blissful things to do is to go on a sleepover. She's 11, like I said, so this is kind of the season in her life of the beauty of sleepovers. But it's not so beautiful when she comes home from them. It's kind of like, ooh, you're looking a little rough around the edges there. So I am modeling it to her, but by, you know, not only myself taking almost daily baths at the end of the day, but when she comes home from these, like we have a ritual now, like I draw up a bath for her. I put Valor in, that's pretty much her medicine when she's in that state. And we put on her pajamas. I get something warm in her, and I encourage her, like, okay, let's get to sleep, and just bring her awareness to how she feels afterwards, after a good night's sleep, after a fun night of partying with her little girlfriend. So yeah, I think it's really important to just really bring to their attention and, you know, like even audibly pointing out to them. I used to do this with them when they were little, when they were toddlers, like that, you know, just taking a moment, like pointing out the beauty in the world. I'd be like, look at that cloud. Look how big and fluffy and bright they are today. Or listen to the birds today. It sounds like spring's just around the corner. I haven't heard that song in a long time. And now that they're a bit older, I'm communicating more my own needs for self-care, I'll say out loud, like, oh my goodness, I think I feel a headache creeping up. I feel like I need to drink some more water, and then, you know, throw a little bit of peppermint in my water that day. Or yeah, I'm feeling I need to get to bed early tonight. So really just teaching them to listen to what our bodies are communicating to us and tapping into our cravings, into our, just what has worked in the past. And also let's do this together. Sometimes I think we should all go outside to recharge it. We've all had like a really busy morning, et cetera. Yeah, it's fun to show them this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And they'll be such more well-rounded adults when they grow up as well, if we can teach them self-care now and how to tune in. And also to recognize other people's self-care too. I think that's really, really important.
Some empathy, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I love you've really shared so many great tips about essential oils already and self-care, but I'm just curious if you have maybe any personal favorite essential oils that you wanted to share that you use throughout the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'm a sucker for the blends. I know. I live in Canada, so your guys in the United States, you have such a beautiful selection of blends. So I always like purchase every few months through the States just so I can get my hands on some of the emotional support.
I didn't know you had different blends available in Canada.
No, we just don't have as many.
As many, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
I didn't know that.
So my all-time favorite is probably Abundance. So it's pretty funny. My team here in Nelson, we always joke like, oh my God, I had to cut down my bath in Abundance every second day because I'm getting way too busy. So what I do is I like to order blends from the States about every 3 months, and then I take a bath in them or burn them and diffuse them in my office until they're out, and then I switch on to something else. Right now, I am currently working with Release in my office just to release old patterns. And then in the evenings, I'm taking a bath in Dreamcatcher.
Oh, that's such a great one.
And then in the main living area, in our family area, we've been diffusing Tangerine, which is actually my daughter's middle name because that's my favorite essential oil. And my favorite Led Zeppelin song.
It is a great one.
Yeah.
Agreed. Oh, well, those are all great. And yeah, I love Abundance. That's one of my favorite smells. It's so dreamy. And it does keep you very busy.
Yes. Careful with it.
Gotta be careful. So, Kathy, we always love to leave our listeners with really practical advice and just share different insights into different people's daily health routines and habits. So you've already shared a little, but can you share maybe something that you do every day in your routine to maintain your optimal health?
Well, I regularly visit with a naturopath. And I remember the first time I met with her, I stepped into her office and I said, I'll do whatever you tell me to, but you can never take my latte away from me. And so I have to say, I don't know if this is for everyone, but for me, starting off my day with my latte is medicine to my soul. But it does really, I don't know, it's part of my personality. I spoke with a homeopath about this. Apparently it came up as my medicines, for my constitution. But other than that, I love cooking. I love cooking with whole foods. So I really believe in food as our medicine. So we eat very clean. And I really love too how preparing all our meals also really contributes to our whole family's self-care, because it is automatically implementing those really important moments of pause and taking a deep in breath together as a family before we go back out into the world again.
Mm-hmm. And finally, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Ah, all right. I couldn't decide on this. I'm going to say moving away from the screen and other devices. I actually don't have a cell phone yet, but I think the cuteness factor of that is starting to wear off because I go traveling on road trips and I always have to borrow other people's phones. But the reason I've been reluctant to get one is I get it. I get how, especially if you're running an online business or staying connected with your family, et cetera. But yeah, it's just, I see it. I used to live in a town, there was no cell coverage. And so the first time I remember going on a mommy only trip to Portland, and seeing how everybody was constantly looking at their screen. It was quite shocking for me. And so now that it's obviously unavoidable, just being more mindful of, you know, taking a break from that. And what to do instead is to get outside, walk barefoot in your yard, you know, tend to even just like a little mini garden. But yeah, just celebrating the seasons by getting out there with your kids and getting unplugged for a few moments.
So important in this day and age. But like you said, it is almost unavoidable. It's very hard. So if anyone out there is struggling with that, just letting you know, I struggle with it too. It's hard.
Me too.
Thank you so much, Kathy, for joining us here today. This has been really fantastic. Know that you've really encouraged a lot of moms out there to put themselves first and to take care of themselves. And you've given great advice and tools about how to use essential oils to help with that process. So thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, it's been all mine. Thanks so much, Samantha.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. You can connect with me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright or on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com. There you can find a link to our sponsors, shop our most popular items, and find more detailed show notes for every episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, consider sharing it with a friend or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It helps other people find this show, and your kind words also make me cry a little, not gonna lie. You can submit up to 5 recipes a year into our DIY dugout, which makes you automatically enter to win our monthly giveaways. Simply email us your name, your original essential oil recipe, and where you're from or your website to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. You can also send us in your episode ideas or your personal essential oil success stories. With your permission, we can share your testimonial with everyone right here on the show. Go the extra mile and consider recording your story in a video. Send it in and we can extract the audio and share it here with our listeners. Use a pair of earbuds or a microphone and tell us about how essential oils have helped you. Make sure you're subscribed to the show so you can get new episodes downloaded while you sleep. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. And you can also tell Alexa, "Hey Alexa, play the Essential Oil Revolution podcast," and she'll do it. Pretty cool, huh? I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the revolution. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.